Oh, man. Did you guys catch that last night? Did you guys catch the time? Again, it's so hard. All right? It's so hard to watch. It really is. It's just so hard to watch. So, you know, you got Anderson Cooper, and he's just Anderson. You know, I'm trying to not be so negative on the Anderson Coopers or the Casey Hunts or the Sean Hannity's. I'm trying to be nice. But I can't. It's just Anderson Cooper. How do I put it in a nice word? Okay. Because I don't want to use a derogatory term. But let's see if you all can understand what I'm saying, okay? See if you can understand what I'm saying. There is a stereotype. There is a saying when a homosexual man, is hanging around a older woman. Okay. Normally, you see this dynamic in a bar, okay? And that woman would be referred to as a hag. That's all I'm going to say. You try to figure out what I am referencing, but that's what it looked like last night. Anderson Cooper, Hillary Clinton, blank hag. That's what it looked like. I could have swore I heard Barry Manilow playing in the background. I swear. Maybe a little Liza Minnelli, Barbara Streisand. Man, it was painful. And there was this one moment that the truth, okay, there was this just one moment when the truth came out, and it was actually refreshing. When these politicians are truthful, it's very refreshing. Anderson Cooper asks Hillary about her speaking fees. Remember, she would get anywhere between $400,000-$600,000 at events. Rather, it's Microsoft or Apple or the Sultan of Brunei. I don't know. Whatever. In Hillary Clinton's case, it was Goldman Sachs. Now, what happens with all high-profile politicians. Happens with all of them. That's the Holy Grail. It's the Holy Grail. That's the reward of running. That's the reward of running for office or holding office. You get gigs after. Sarah Palin got gigs after her VP run. You get gigs. That's how you cash in. Herman Cain, for heaven's sake, even made money. Herman Cain. Now, of course, Hillary Clinton was first lady, husband Bill Clinton, president, senator from New York, secretary of state. That's a lot of cashing in. And that's a lot of favors. Okay? It's a lot of favors. So, Goldman Sachs paid her $675,000 to give three speeches when she got out of the Secretary of State gig. I remember the big controversy between her and Bernie Sanders is that he doesn't have super PACs, he doesn't take money from Wall Street, he's clean hands, and Hillary takes money from everybody. So that's their big debate back and forth. And Bernie Sanders uses Goldman Sachs as the Wall Street punching bag. And don't forget, and I've said this before, which I think is pretty amusing, Ted Cruz's wife works for Goldman Sachs, but yet Ted Cruz is, you know, man of the people. He's man of the people, even though his wife works for Goldman Sachs. We'll talk about Teddy, talk about Raphael in a little bit. But let's just stay with the Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton controversy and that moment of honesty. So Goldman Sachs gave Hillary Clinton close to $700,000 for a couple speeches after she was Secretary of State. So when Anderson Cooper said to her, "Hey, why did you take that money?" And Hillary Clinton goes, "Well, honestly, that's what they offered." That's what they offered. Then you kind of see Anderson Cooper be a little taken back. She goes, "Well, you know, every Secretary of State that I know has done that. That's what they offered." And then Cooper said, "Yeah, but, if you knew you'd be running for president in 2016, don't you think maybe, you know, you should have thought twice? Wasn't that an error in judgment? She said, well, I didn't know. To be honest, I wasn't committed to running. I didn't know whether I would or not. And Cooper's like, you didn't think you were going to run for president again? She's like, nah, I didn't. And then she went on to say, you know, when I was Secretary of State several times, you know, I think I'm done. And, you know, so many people came to me, started talking to me, the circumstances, the concerns I had about the Republicans taking back the White House, because I think they wrecked what we achieved in the 90s, the 23 million new jobs, the income going up for everybody. I did not want to see that happen again. I wanted to defend President Obama's accomplishments and the progress we made and maybe go further. And it was this moment of honesty. It really was. It was this moment of honesty. And believe it or not, I know this won't sit well. I know this won't sit well with my Republican friends. But I thought it was genuine. I thought it was real. I did. Listen, if you had to put, if you had to put a gun on the table, okay, and say, pick one. So I'm gonna put a gun on the table and say, I'm gonna shoot you. I'm gonna shoot you in the face. Okay, I'm gonna shoot you right in your face. You have to pick Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders. I'm going to take Hillary Clinton, okay? I'm going to take Hillary Clinton. If I'm going to get shot in the face, I'm going to die. Maybe not die. Maybe I get shot in the face and I'm like one of those people that get shot in the face and they got a big hole in their face. And they have to get special reconstructive surgery to repair their hole in their face. And even when it's done, they still look like they got a hole in their face. Okay? I don't want to be that guy. But if that's the option, or Hillary or Bernie, I'm going for Hillary. Bernie's nuts. Bernie's just a lunatic. Bernie's a complete lunatic, okay? He is. He's beyond crazy Bernie. He's just nuts. He's nuts. Absolutely nuts. Free this, free that. Everything's free. He's like the tooth fairy. You wake up and there's health care under your bed, under your pillow. You wake up, there's a college under your pillow. You don't pay tax because everybody over $250,000 is paying 50% tax. I mean, it's insanity. You know, I had this conversation with a liberal friend of mine yesterday who happens to be kind of a J-off. He's like an uber liberal. Ay, ay, ay. It oozes out of him. But we were having this conversation because he loves Hillary. But he likes Bernie also. And he would be fine with Bernie, but he loves Hillary. Loves her. But we are talking about Bernie and this free college and free healthcare and unicorns and rainbows. And I told him, I said, listen, when you're talking about taxing individuals 50 60% of their income. And he goes, yeah, but that's just on, you know, the rich. And I go, whoa, 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 whoa. First off, he's not saying 50 or 60 on only people that are billionaires. Or people that are millionaires. If you make $250,000, you make $300,000, you make $400,000, you're getting taxed 15, 60%. And then once you add all the other taxes that we have to pay on top of that, whether it's state sales tax, property tax, the tax to breathe the air, which if you're out here in California, it's full of methane, you're in 70, 80%. But let's just play with the 50 or 60%. I said, bro, if you get lucky and you make $250,000, $300,000, you got to give half of that to the government. To the government. The same government that oversees Flint giving its citizens dirty, filthy, lead-filled water. Remember, ultimately, everything that was done in Flint had to get okayed by the federal government, considering basically the government took that city over. But ultimately, the government was involved. It wasn't the Republican governor hooking up the water main. He didn't go down there and unscrew the water main and screw it into the dirty, nasty, filthy, the slimy river. So that's where our tax dollars would go, to the government. And when I mean tax dollars, the 50 and 60% that Bernie Sanders wants to take. And let's face it, if you're making $100,000, if you're making $150,000, you're not a billionaire, not a millionaire, and you might not be in the Bernie crosshairs, but you could be. You could be. Eventually, you could get up to $100,000 to $150,000 more with your job. You're not going to get to $1 billion. Well, maybe you will, but realistically, college, you're a young person. You go to college. Maybe you get a degree in, I don't know, law. Maybe become a lawyer. Hell, there's police officers. With education and experience that become detectives or captains that make $100,000. And, you know, getting into the Bernie Sanders 50 or 60% is not that far away. And let's face it, not everybody in the country looks at people with money as horrible, disgusting, vile human beings who somehow have screwed everybody over in the world to get that wealth. So you might get somebody that says, hey, yeah, I only make $40,000 or $50,000 a year? And I'm never going to make $500,000. I'm never going to make $300,000. I'm never going to make $300 million. We're not Russia. We're not, you know, Cuba. We're not Venezuela. We're not these depressed, socialist, communist countries where the government takes people's money and then redistributes it. And they don't redistribute it to individuals. No. Don't forget. That wealth that they redistribute, first pays employees in that system that get added because Democrats believe in big government. It's kind of like when you donate to a charity and you have to find out, you know, you go on a website or you do a little research and you can see which charities distribute the most amount of money. So these websites, these watchdog groups will go, for every dollar that this charity takes in, you know, 75% of that goes to the, you know, orphaned child or the sick animal. And then the other 25% is for administrative costs. There's some charities that flip it around. 75% go to administrative costs and 25% go to the cause. Those are the charities you want to stay away from. And that's the concept of a Bernie Sanders. And depending on who Hillary Clinton's talking to, what she believes. I mean, it'd be one thing. I mean, seriously, it'd be one thing. And I'm not for this. My conservative friends, don't get crazy. But it'd be one thing if somebody came in, the government unicorn rainbow maker, and said, okay, we're going to take 50,000 from you, 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 50,000 from you. And they go, all right, look, we got $100 million. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get in this bus and like the Publishers Clearinghouse, we're going to go to everybody's door in these depressed, rural, poor areas, rather it's black, rather it's white, rather it's Puerto Rican, rather it's Korean, whatever. We're going to go door to door and go, here's your share, here's your share, here's your share. And every one of these poor, depressed families get kicked down $25,000. And now the $100 million of wealth that was taken from all these rich people is actually now helping thousands and thousands and thousands of poor, depressed, needy families. If that was the case, maybe maybe you could get a few people on board. Maybe. Again, my conservative friends, don't go crazy. Don't go, Rob, you. Maybe. And I say that because it would be a form of charity. It would be a form of helping somebody out in need. And I think for the most part, everybody does that. I think for the most part, everybody sheds a tear when the Sarah McLachlan dog commercials come on and you see starving, dying animals, seals being clubbed with clubs. Things of that nature. But the issue becomes incredibly effed up when a Bernie Sanders or a Hillary Clinton says, we're going to take your money to redistribute it to all of these individuals because they need health care or they need school or they need food. But before these people get that money, we all need to take our cut. We all need to pay these hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of employees that just came on board. We have to line our pockets. So now that 100 million isn't 100 million. We just took 70 million of it and we're going to distribute 30. You see how that's effed up? You see how if government wasn't as bloated and is corrupt and incompetent, you wouldn't have to raise people's taxes to 50, 60, 70%. All you do is look at the IRS statistics for charitable givings. The American people give. The American people are generous. But to give money to President Sanders? No. No way. Ain't gonna happen. Ain't gonna happen. No. So if the gun, go back to that, was going to blow my face off, I would have to go with Hillary Clinton. Because at least there was a shred of honesty that seeped out. Just a shred. They said, hey, we'll give you $675,000 for three speeches. And she went, okay. What are you going to say? No. Don't give me that. Only give me 100. And I don't think she was 100% set on running for president. I don't think she was set. When she left the State Department, I don't think she went, oh, I mean, she's going to be 70 years old. I think it was one of those things of, let's see, still got a few years. Don't have to decide today. A lot can happen. What if between now and then, some up-and-coming star emerges? What if there's a buzz about some hot new, senator? What if Elizabeth Warren? Listen, things would have been a lot different if Elizabeth Warren, say, 2 years ago, started to come out and say, you know what? I'm thinking about running for president. I think things would have been different if Elizabeth Warren started telling people, I'm thinking about running for president. She never, ever, ever came out and said that. So I think Hillary Clinton was being honest. One of the first times in her life she was being honest. Like I said, it was like watching a hag at about 2 o'clock in the morning, last call for alcohol, closing time is playing, and she got honest. She got brutally honest. One of those few times someone speaks truth through drunkenness. And that's my take from last night. That's my take. I know you're sitting there going, wow, that's all you got from an hour of crazy Bernie and an hour of Hillary Clinton. Yeah, that's all I got. It's the same rehashed crap. It's the same rehashed crap. That's it. Same rehashed crap. People asking questions, why did you vote for the Iraq? Me and the still with the question of the Iraq war vote. Ay, ay, ay. The vote I made was a mistake. The vote, okay. My brain's going to explode. It's almost the same on the other side. We have ISIS because of the Iraq war. We don't have ISIS because of the Iraq war. We have ISIS because President Obama pulled out too soon. Ay, 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 ay. Man, it's like, okay, let's just move on. Move on. You know, when people talk about the Bill Clinton past, they go, oh, well, it doesn't mean anything. You don't need to talk about that. It's the same with the whole Iraq and the vote. Ay, ay, ay. The past. Talk about one, but you won't talk about the other. One's acceptable, one's not. One's lack of judgment, one's judgment, one's no one's business. Oh, geez. Okay. But yeah, that's what I got from last night. A big boar fest. Now, tonight could be a little different. I'm not getting my hopes up. I'm not getting my hopes up that there will be entertainment But I'm thinking there could potentially be fireworks. That's just a thought. As you know, Bernie Sanders takes on Hillary Clinton, as Ted Cruz would say, mano y mano, on MSNBC. And the two moderators, you're going to love this, Sleepy Eyes, Chuck Todd, and Rachel Maddow. Rachel Maddow and Sleepy Eyes, Chuck Todd. We'll see what questions they ask, who they favor, who's going to get a pass. Because you know they have their favorites. You know they have their favorites. So who is going to get the easy questions? Are they going to be baited into fighting with each other? The Dems normally don't do that. They normally don't do the Republican angle. Dems only do that to Republicans. The John Harwoods and people like him only play that game with the Republicans. I doubt very much Rachel Maddow will do the Bernie. Hillary has said blank, 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 blank. Would you like to look at her right now, right in her face, and respond? Go ahead. They normally don't do that. Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd is not going to get into a back and forth . They probably won't even press either of them on any of their crazy statements when they talk about, you know, education, free and college and this and that and roads and okay, thank you, Bernie. So, you know, all of your plans are going to cost like $30 trillion. Where are you going to get the money to pay for that? Don't worry, I'm going to get it. Okay, we'll move on. So, Secretary of State... But we'll see. I could be wrong. I don't think, but I will be live tweeting. I will. I'll be live tweet. I do that now. It's not as fun as the Republican live tweets because that's always more entertaining. But I will live tweet tonight. So make sure you go to @RobZakari Show @RobZakari.